fire going in this game, what was the key to slowing him down?
I think on first and second, he hit the 1 3rd and 18, which, you know, we knew they ran in that situation. We actually called one that we thought we'd be, you know, 50-50, 3rd and 18. They used to got to defend the pass and the screen and everything, and we just didn't get them down, and that was his big run. And I think the quarterback had a lot of rushing yards tonight, which, you know, we didn't think we had to spy him. We did at the end there after he got out a couple times. But our guys, our D-line does a great job with that run. Everybody, I mean, it takes everybody to play the run.
Billy, they got you on a few over the middle, but on the outside, there wasn't much there.
The corners did a nice job. Yeah, the corners really locked them down out there. And if the shallow crosses are your problem, those are easy to fix. I mean, you take away things and you give up things in every call. And the one, we gave up a shallow cross and they got it. So that was one for them. And then the wheel route on Connor, you know, we showed blitz and only rushed three, and they just got a matchup that was, you know, they just outran us. So I don't, Connor ran as fast as he could and had all the technique, and they just made a play on us.
Sorry if you asked this already, but how difficult is it going to be to go on without D'Amico?
It's going to be real difficult just because of the man he is. You know, the character he has, the leadership he had, the feeling everybody has from, you saw everybody out there. I mean, nobody works harder than D'Amico. Nobody puts more time in. He's a calm leader. He's everybody's friend. You know, he's a mentor to a lot of the younger guys. So that's a big blow to us. But we have a group of vets that will step in. And, you know, we'll move on like everybody has to in the NFL. But, you know, we're not the only ones going through this.
How ready is Michael to sort of take over that leadership role in the middle of the defense?
I think he's ready. You know, he was doing it. And when Michael's the only linebacker on the field right now, he is the leader and sets it. But when Oucho and Casey are in there, that their position makes the call. So Michael will hold on to the exact role he's always had.
Is there a bit of a silver lining in the fact that those guys did get to play while Michael was gone, so they're ready in the defense?
Yeah, in the fact that we're not having brand new people step in that haven't had any playing experience on game day this year. Yeah, everybody that's going to take over for D'Amico has got a lot of reps this season.